From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Opening the retreat sessions of the 42nd Asian Summit, President Joko Widodo admits no significant progress in 5PC implementation. President Joko Widodo conveys Indonesia's desire to support development in Cambodia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened the retreat session of the 42nd Asian Summit, which discussed the implementation of the 5 points of consensus, or 5PC, on Myanmar and the Asian outlook on the Indo-Pacific. He perceived that there has been no significant progress in the implementation of the 5PC. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo at the opening of the 42nd Asian Summit Retreat Session in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara on Thursday. He also remarked that these efforts are done by building communication with various parties, encouraging the creations of inclusive dialogue, calling for an end to violence, facilitating the completions of the Joint Needs Assessment through the Asian Coordinating Center for Humanitarian Assistance on Disaster Management, or AHA Center, and also distributing humanitarian assistance.
Namun, saya harus berterus terang bahwa implementasi
However, I have to be honest that the implementation of the 5PC has not made significant progress, so Asian unity is needed to formulate future steps.
Langkah-langkah ke depan.
However, President Joko Widodo further stated that the Myanmar issue should not hinder the accelerated development of the Asian community. Community development is what the Asian community has been waiting for. Meanwhile, regarding the implementation of the Asian outlook on the Indo-Pacific, President Joko Widodo said concrete and inclusive cooperation was needed to reduce tensions in the Indo-Pacific.
Yang salah satunya dapat melalui
One of which is through the Asian Indo-Pacific Infrastructure Forum as a platform for concrete cooperation with partner countries.
Bersama negara mitra.
Apart from the retreat session meeting, the 42nd Asian Summit on the second day was filled with two other meetings. Namely, the Indonesia-Malaysia-Thailand Growth Triangle, IMTGT, sub-regional meeting, and the Brunei Darussalam-Indonesia-Malaysia-Philippines East Asia Growth Area, or BIMP, sub-regional meeting. The BIMP-EAGA meeting session was chaired by Malaysian Prime Minister Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed Indonesia's desire to be involved in development in Cambodia. He conveyed this when receiving Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen on the sidelines of the 42nd Asian Summit in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara on Wednesday. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that President Joko Widodo also congratulated Cambodia on chairing Cambodia in ASEAN last year. She also added that President Joko Widodo expressed his appreciation for Cambodia's support for Indonesia's chairmanship this time.
Commitment Indonesia untuk terus meningkatkan kerjasama
Indonesia is committed to keep increasing economic cooperation, including Indonesia's desire to be involved in development in Cambodia, especially in the development of infrastructure projects.
Proyek-proyek infrastruktur.
Furthermore, Minister Retno pointed out that the President also expressed his gratitude for Cambodia's assistance when Indonesia had to save Indonesian citizens who were victims of human trafficking, especially for online scams. Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin stated in Jakarta on Wednesday that the government has continued to study the development of artificial intelligence both at the domestic and global level. He alluded to several economic experts and financial agencies during the initial period of the COVID-19 pandemic that predicted that robots and machines would massively replace the human workforce, given the latest immunity to the virus. However, 2 years later, the predictions proved wrong. Vice President Amin invited all parties, ranging from the government to industry and economic actors, academics and scientists, as well as the public, to work in collaboration amid technological development. Furthermore, the Vice President expressed hope that related ministries and institutions will be able to create digital talents who can offset the complexity of the digitalization process. Let's move on to the international news, where Pakistan political turmoils intensified late Wednesday with violence nationwide, protests swelling and the government deploying the military following the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who was ordered to be held for another 8 days on new corruption charges. An address to the nation, Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif warned that those involved in violence would be given exemplary punishment. The Prime Minister said the unrest by Khan supporters damaged sensitive public and private property, forcing him to deploy the military in the capital of Islamabad, the most populous province of Punjab and in volatile regions of the northwest. A standoff over raising the U.S. debt ceiling overshadowed a meeting of Group of Seven or G7 finance leaders set to begin on Thursday, heightening U.S. recession fears as central banks seek a soft landing for the global economy. President Joe Biden piled pressures on Republican lawmakers on Wednesday to move quickly to raise the limit on the government's permitted borrowing from the current $31.4 trillion risk, throwing the world's biggest economy into recession. The General Secretariat of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, strongly condemned the attack that occurred on the Tunisian islands of The General Secretariat of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, strongly condemned the attack that occurred on the Tunisian island of Djerba on the evening of Tuesday, May 9, 2023, which resulted in the death of a number of security personnel and visitors. In a press release received by Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday, the OIC Secretary General, His Excellency Hissein Brahim Taha, expressed the OIC's full solidarity with the Republic of Tunisia in its efforts to ensure its security and stability. He commended the swift move of the police in dealing with this incident and expressed his sincere condolences to the Tunisian government and the families of the victims, wishing a speedy recovery for the injured. Thailand central banks expect to relax rules on the use of China's yuan for trade this year to help reduce the impact of currency's volatility, a deputy central bank governor said on Thursday. The Bank of Thailand is in talks with the Chinese central bank on how to promote the use of the currency, Matthew Supaponse told reporters. China is Thailand's major trade partner, but payment in local currencies are still few, he said. There will be no problem with the amount of yuan to be used for a trade settlement due to both countries' swap line, Matthew added. Listener, now let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner on the participation of the Indonesian Embassy in Siam Magnus Exhibition 2023. The Indonesian Embassy in Rabat participated in the Salon International de l'Agriculture, SIAM, Magnus City from May 2nd to 7, 2023 by setting up a booth that exhibited various agricultural products from 10 Indonesian and Moroccan companies. Some of the exhibited commodities include coffee, tea, green stones, various spices, essential oils, and agar wood. During the exhibition, the Indonesia Pavilion booth was visited by 5,000 to 8,000 visitors from Morocco and other countries. Indonesian Ambassador to the Kingdom of Morocco, accredited to the Islamic Republic of Mauritania, Hasrul Azwar, who was present at the opening day, hoped that the outlet could attract various importers and buyers to advertise and sell Indonesian products in Morocco, as well as promote Indonesian products to the Moroccan people. The opening was also attended by Moroccan Prime Minister Aziz Akanush. The exhibition aims to promote the development and potential of agriculture in Morocco with the participation of Moroccan and foreign companies from more than 20 countries. They exhibited and sold various products and services such as vegetables, fruits, agricultural machineries, fertilizers, food processing machineries, and livestock. SIAM MECMIS 2023 is the first exhibition to be held after the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. The Indonesian Embassy in Rabat has always participated in the SIAM MECMIS exhibition since it was first held. This year, the Indonesian Embassy in Rabat also cooperated with the Indonesia Trade and Promotion Center ITPC Barcelona, because many Indonesian products are entering Morocco through European Union countries, including Spain. The Indonesian Embassy views that the efforts to increase Indonesia-Morocco trade cooperation should also involve active Indonesian entrepreneurs in the European market, one of which is Spain. The Indonesian booth was also covered by several media such as SNRT Radio, Morocco 24, 2MTV, and Echo Press. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with the birth of the great Indonesian composer Ismail Marzuki on May 11, 1914. The great Indonesian composer Ismail Marzuki was born in Kuitang Village, Senen District, Central Jakarta on May 11, 1914. Ismail Marzuki's most popular song is Rayuan Pulau Kelapa. He passed away in Jakarta on May 25, 1958 at the age of 44. His name is in inscribed as a cultural center in Jakarta, Taman Ismail Marzuki in Salemba, Central Jakarta. In 2004, Ismail Marzuki was named as the national hero. We are moving on to India's nuclear weapon test on May 11, 1998. On May 11, 1998, India underwent a nuclear bomb test. This was the first time India tested a mass destruction weapon since 1974. India conducted the test without issuing a warning to the international community. This raised the ire of its neighbor Pakistan. The thing that infuriated Pakistan was the Pokhran. The state of Rajasthan that became the location of the test was only about 150 kilometers from the border of Pakistan. We conclude today in history with the minting of the first euro coin at French Coin Mint on May 11, 1998. At the Pessac's workshop on May 11, 1998, the incumbent French economy minister at that time, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, officially activated the minting of the first euro coins in Europe. As a symbol of European integration, euro became a common currency in 11 of the 15 countries that formed the European Union in 1998. Euro coins and euro banknotes were officially introduced on January 1, 2002.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Hydro-Oceanographic Center of the Indonesian Navy pushed Hydrosal along with researchers and academics from 5 universities in Indonesia found 29 sea mounts in waters of Flores East Nusa Tenggara. Commander of PUSH Hydrosal, Vice Admiral Nur Hidayat, told reporters in Kupang on Tuesday that dozens of mountains were discovered when he held the 2023 Flores Citra 3 net expedition, which lasted for approximately 3 months in the East Nusa Tenggara region. He also remarked that of the 29 seamounts discovered, his team has not investigated further whether these mountains are active or not. Based on research data conducted, no bubbles were found around a number of these mountains, so related to which seamounts are active and not yet known. The research team has taken coral and other rocks found at the top of the mountain. The rock and coral samples will be examined at the geological agency in Bandung to confirm the status of the seamount. The underwater mountains found are scattered in the western parts of Flores Island in the north and the south of Flores and including several islands. Vice Admiral Nur Hidayat also said that some of the mountains found are also close to sea level, so caution is needed when the ship sails. However, he remarked that people do not need to be afraid or worried about the discovery of these mountains. Vice Admiral Nur Hidayat further stated that the fourth stage of the 2023 Flores Citra 3 net expedition will be held again in the near future and would return to conduct research in a number of predetermined locations. Meanwhile, Deputy Rector of Nusa Cendana University in Kupang, Jeffrey Bali, appreciated the efforts of the Indonesian Navy in helping the people of East Nusa Tenggara, especially fishermen, in mapping and doing research at sea. He assumed that this research activity is expected to be a reference material for the central and provincial governments to formulate policies that support improving conditions in the waters, including the culture and behavior of fishing and coastal communities in Flores.
Takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
The typical Manggarai dance, namely Tiba Mekah, welcome heads of states and delegates of the 2023 Asian Summit who arrived in Labuan Bajo on Tuesday. In Manggarai language, Tiba means accept and Mekah means guests. Therefore, the Tiba Mekah dance is synonymous with welcoming guests. The Tiba Mekah dance is also performed by the local residents when welcoming special guests, both officials and foreign and domestic tourists, as well as various religious ceremonies. The Tiba Mekah dance is inspired by the customs of the Manggarai people in welcoming guests who visit Manggarai. The guests will be greeted with joy. The dancers are also required to give a friendly expression with a smile while dancing. The dancers' bands are offset by smiles as a form of gratitude for visiting the Manggarai area. The dancers dance in front of the guest group while holding anbere, a local basket for storing betel leaves, containing young betel leaves to serve to the guests. Tiba Mekah dancers are usually women, but men can also perform this dance. This dance is usually played by one pamaka, 4 to 6 dancers, and 3 musicians. Pamaka is a man holding a keris or machete who opens the way and drives out spirits for the safety of guests. The Tiba Mekah dance is accompanied by traditional Manggarai musical instrument, namely gongs and drums. Meanwhile, the costumes used by dancers are Bali Belo, headband, mero, cloth, and songke, underclothes.
Tujuan saat hati terluka. diriku tak berharga untukmu. Semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Jack Clothes, Ramadan 2023. Listeners, Jack Clothes or Jakarta Clothing. Ramadan this year is being held again. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno revealed that Jack Clothes, Ramadan 2023 is a momentum for the rise of the creative economy, especially the fashion and culinary subsectors after the COVID-19 pandemic. He further explains that the fashion industry contributes 18% of Indonesia's gross domestic product, or GDP. However, on the export side, fashion accounts for 66% of the export value of Indonesia's creative economy products. So, fashion opens up extraordinary business opportunities and lots of job opportunities. Minister Sandiaga Uno hopes that many young people will enter the fashion industry so that it can create 4.4 million new jobs in 2024. Jack Clothes is an annual event that showcases a variety of local fashion products from various regions. This year, Jack Clothes Ramadan is being held for a month in 13 major cities in Indonesia. Various big cities are ready to welcome hundreds of local brand clothing, including Erigo, Roadneck, This Time Brand, Homes Apparel, Haiho, Urban Beauty, Warplan, and many more. In addition, these well-known brands will spread discounts during the program. The Jack Clothes Ramadan Tour will be divided into three batches. The first one took place at City Walk in Cikarang, West Java, and in Mardi Gras, Cikupa, Banten. As for Padang, it is located on the Agus Salim Goryard and at the BSCC Dome, Kalimantan, from 25th of March until 2nd of April. Meanwhile, the second wave of Jack Clothes Tour was held at GCC in Jakarta, Banjarbaru, Surabaya, and Saburai Field, Lampung, from April 5th to 11. The third batch is held on April 13 to 19. The Jack Clothes at GCC was special, as it was held from 5th to 11 April, but it will be extended to 16 April 2023. Apart from that, what is special about this year's Ramadan event in Jakarta is the collaboration between Dream and Muslim Market Indonesia to accommodate all the needs of every visitors of all ages. This year, around 350 local fashion labels participated in the Jack Love event. That's miscellany.
Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Aku kalah. Cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus ku lalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur,
Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you're still with us in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I'm going to give you one of the song by Grace Simon. Grace Simon is a singer who became popular in the 1970s. Aside from her frequent appearances on television, she was also an avid participant in music contests. Her most popular song is called Bing, composed by a legendary Indonesian singer, actress, and songwriter Titiek Puspa. The song was created by Titiek Puspa as a tribute to an artist whom Titi greatly admired, Bing Slamet. The passing of a great artist like Bing certainly left a deep impression on his admirers, and Titiek Puspa is no exception. So listener, here is Bing by Grace Simon.
Kapan lagi bermanja ku terima kekasih berpulang untuk selamanya.
Of Indonesia.
Suatu hari di awal senja, aku duduk sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh. malam. Di malam yang dingin dan sesunyi ini, teringat aku akan dirimu sayang. Hanya engkaulah kasihku seorang.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.